Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or a key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. So today I want to talk about leading with integrity. And what does that mean? Well, it basically means that you're ensuring that you're very consistent, for one thing. And this can be everything from your company's values and culture to also ensuring that you're reliable and consistent. So here's a couple of tips of how you can do this as a leader. Number one, make sure you know, understand, and follow your company's values, principles, or culture. Or if you don't have some of these things in place, you can create those, but also create a positive and inclusive environment if that's needed as well. This shows that you are following something that is a belief or a culture that you're hoping to create, being a positive, inclusive, and welcoming one, of course. This also means that you need to be honest and transparent as much as you are permitted to do if you're not the business owner. This means that if you have a financial loss or your company's not doing so well, if it's possible to share that information with your employees, you can then be honest and transparent as much as possible about it. This can stop things such as a rumor mills going on that everybody's going to be fired or that you're closing, or you can confirm what people's fears are if that is happening. But whatever you do, if you are open and transparent, you're allowing for feedback and you're helping people through tough times, as an example, this can help if you actually do need to close or lay people off. Transparency is such an awesome way to build trust within your team as well and to lead with that integrity. So honesty and transparency can lead to trust if that is currently lacking in your organization or your team. You also want to ensure a safe and inclusive environment. So this means physical safety, of course. We want everybody to feel safe coming to work and not fear they're going to hurt themselves or perhaps lose their job. Lose a limb. We want to ensure that we also consider psychological safety when we're leading with integrity. We want inclusive, welcoming environments so that people feel good and feel psychologically safe about being at work. If rumors start to happen and we don't quash them if they're wrong, or we do not confirm them if they're right, this can create a massive problem with psychological safety because people can take that simple little, we're having a rough month, and that rumor can go to everybody's losing their jobs tomorrow, and now you no longer have a psychologically safe environment, which goes back to the first part of being honest and transparent if things aren't going well, or if they are. That's good too. You always want to share the good news. The last tip I want to share today is a big one, and this is about consistency. And you want to be consistent in everything you do, from your actions to your words, to being fair to following your policies or procedures. Start with your actions and your words. You don't want to be saying, oh, it's okay, it's just Tara, but oh, when it comes to Barb, well, she's got to change or she's out of here. You need to be fair and consistent with what you're doing when it comes to everything from discipline to, you know, promotions to how you hire. Your actions and your words say a lot. So make sure that they are really and truly inclusive and fair across the board. But you also need to be consistent with policies. And this goes from everything from your basic policies of safety, which must be there in most cases, to how do you discipline people? Again, you know, Tara's made the same mistake 10 times, but it's okay, it's just Tara. Well, Barb's made the same mistake 10 times, but we're going to discipline her and we're going to tell her if it doesn't get fixed, she's out of here because our policy states we can only make 6 errors. Or maybe the policy is something around culture or behaviors. Tara swears a lot, Barb doesn't, but when Barb does, she gets reprimanded and Tara never does. Of course, these are just facetious examples. And Barb, for those of you who may not know, is my sister. So, you know, you want to be sure that you are being very consistent when you're following the policies, when you're following the values within your organization, to what you say to people and what your actions are around all of these things. Leading is something to really take seriously, and you want to lead by example and lead with integrity. And it goes for all your actions. Like I said, being consistent, fair, and ethical, being inclusive. It's okay if you need some work here, if you're recognizing that maybe you do sway one way or another when it comes to being consistent across certain things. It happens. Just reach out and let's get you working towards leading with integrity a little bit better. That's our Tip Thursday with Tara for this week. As a reminder, our Amplifying Leadership community can help leaders with challenges through our discussion group resources, challenges, and so much more, to even pre-recorded short courses to help build your skills. You can find out more about this and all of our leadership services at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. To see all about us and all of our monthly posts and themes, you can find us as Twin Life Coaching and Business Services on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and with our YouTube handle at Twin Life Coaching. Until next time, please be safe and be an amazing leader or leader to be.